9:15 and Marav Kunei at 9:15.
Thank you. Neshama should have an aliyah. Good morning. We now turn to some of the key ingredients of what we need in order to wash our hands in the morning. Tov lahakpid minitilat yadayim shacharit. We have to be, well, not we have, we. It is best to be scrupulous, to be careful when washing our hands in the morning. Bichli uvamayim uvakoach gavra, with the kind of utensil we're using, with the kind of water we're using, and to do so with human agency. Bikoach gavra, to pour it with our own hands rather than just stick our hands under a faucet or a tap. Kamon benetilat yadayim lasuda, then, just like we do when we wash our hands before we have bread. And these three conditions come together to forge a tripartite performative theology where we take water and a vessel and our strength to make a claim symbolically that we are authors of our own fate. We're not just objects of water, but we are subjects that are determining our own purity. We pick up in a kli, which means that this water is in our control. There isn't extra. There isn't a hole falling. It's all in our grasp. We're holding it physically in our hand, pouring it ourselves. And the kind of water, the discussion is whether the water is colored or not. We want it to be as transparent or translucent, I think is the word. Am I right about that?
Translucent. Yeah, translucent, the light passes right through it.
No, right, we don't want it to be transparent. You want to know the water's there. It doesn't want to be invisible, but you want to be translucent. That it hasn't been tainted by something external. It's totally within our power. And that's what we should be trying to do, again, as we're trying to build our spiritual confidence through this ritual, that we are capable, we're in control, we're not just objects, but we're subjects, we're not just participants of fate, but we are authors of destiny. There's more to say, but please God, there'll be another day.